Tov Sadikei, Sif Aleph. Kol Melochas will be Shabbos, will be Yontiv, Chusim Melechas, Oikon Nefesh. All the Lam Tes Melochas of Shabbos apply to Yontiv, except something which is geared to eating, preparing foods. Chutz Mirasov Avor. And also, aside from carrying and lighting a fire. We have room to understand over here that these are permitted even if you do not have a need for them. We will see later on this whole big discussion when we permit carrying and when we permit lighting a fire. Also, to make things that are needed to make the food, to sharpen a knife and fix up the oven. If these were type of things that you could not have done before Yontif, you're allowed to do them. There are also many, many conditions which we'll learn about later. Rambo says, "Shnachmi mafil baichel nevesh atzmai, kol shem meifik time aklal im asume of Yontif." Those in a machmir, even by ochel nefesh itself, a type of food which makes absolutely no difference to make it before Yontif or on Yontif, doesn't taste any better if it was fresh, then is also do on Yontif according to his opinions. Gives an example about making noodles or compote, those things. But regular cooked stuff does taste better if it's fresh. Even these type of things that are perfectly good, if you make them before Yontif, but if you forgot to them before Yontif, you can make them on Yontif, as long as you make a shinui. And Mishabur brings the Magen Avraham, says that even lachatchila, you can push them off to Yontif and do them with a shinui. And the mice is a discussion about this, and if a person doesn't have the time for it before Yontif, he definitely could rely on using and making it with a shinui.